I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Alvin Ridley and his former attorney, McCracken Poston.
Alvin, while you're in the Army, you met a young lady that lived in a nearby town up here. Is that right?
Right.
What was her name?
Virginia.
Okay. And how old was Virginia when you met?
17.
Actually, she's probably 16, wasn't she?
Right. Her parents had to sign for her to get married.
Okay. So they had to give their approval because she was 16, right?
Right.
Now, Alvin, the problem is, by October 4, 1997, it had been a while since Virginia had been outside the house. Is that right?
Right.
What was her issue with getting out?
She didn't want people to see her having a spell.
All right. When you say having a spell, what was her condition?
She had severe epileptic spells.
Okay. She had epilepsy. And, Alvin, on what happened on October 4, 1997?
She passed away.
Where was she in the house?
In the bedroom and the bed.
Okay. And y'all had slept together that night. Is that right?
Right.
Do you remember what happened in the middle of the night?
I was asleep.
Okay. But she had had a spell earlier, you had told?
Yeah.
And what was the last thing she said to you?
I love you.
Okay. You were charged with murdering her, weren't you?
Right.
And you were also charged with holding her against her will for 27 years in the house.
She could have went out the front door any time.
Yeah, well, and then you ultimately started looking for a lawyer, didn't you?
Right.
Now, did you know who Florence Griffith Joyner was before your trial? The Olympic track star.
Yeah, she had an epileptic seizure and died.
She had a seizure and died, and her autopsy was done by probably one of the world's best forensic pathologists in Orange County, California. Is that right?
Right.
We finally got to the trial, and we had Dr. Wanamaker testify about epilepsy and sudden death in epilepsy, and the trial lasted about a week.
Yeah.
And you remember Norman Stone announcing the verdict at the end?
Yeah.
And all those three counts, what did he boom out? What did he say that the jury had decided about you?
Not guilty.
He said it three times, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, Alvin, so after that, what did you and I start doing once a week?
Eating out.
Start going to lunch once a week just so we can look out for each other. Is that right?
Right.
What have you enjoyed the most about going out and having lunch once a week?
Eating.
You're a very literal man, Alvin. That's what was so frustrating about representing you. Oh, gosh.
Right.
That was McCracken Poston and Alvin Ridley. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.